Blog Talk Radio.
I heard y'all. That's all right.
I don't know what happened to the intro, so I guess it was not meant to have an intro.
Welcome to the premier podcast.
Good evening, podcast audience. This is co-producer, and welcome to the weekly podcast, The Attic. I've got my family with me. Of course, I got Big Brother Messenger, my baby sister, and my baby brother. I cannot forget the rest of the crew. Nurse Carmen, Sister Tiffany, and of course, we got our very own Triple OG. So sit back, relax. Let the crew from the podcast, The Attic, entertain you, because we want to be a part of your podcast library. Stand by. We're going to do a little something like this. Yo, good evening, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, co-producer, and welcome to all that damn noise in the background. No, I'm sorry. Welcome to the podcast, The Attic, where we like to get together and just have a family conversation and hope to be very entertaining to you. Before I do my normal introductions of the cast and crew, I just want to welcome back Baby Bruh. I don't know where the fuck he been, but I just want to welcome him back, and I want him to give me some words of encouragement before we do this show. Talk to me, Baby Bruh. Okay, so Baby Bruh, can everybody hear me?
I can hear
you.
Okay, the crew is all here. So then we're going to miss Baby Bro and that shit. And hey, Cass, how's everybody doing tonight?
I'm good, my brother.
Groovy.
Doing great.
We had to get off to a little raunchy start and shit. No, but that's just kind of, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we do on The Attic, man. You know, we go upstairs, we lock the door, and then we just kind of talk about what we talk about. Hey, but listen, you know what? Every week I start the show off saying some shit like, I didn't mean for this to be a political podcast, but I like to call I like to call this some comedy shit, man. I just like to go with the comedy shit, because shit is just our political structure right now. It seems like no matter what you do, good or bad, there's some humor in that shit. Like, for example, President-elect Biden broke his foot playing with his dog.
Yeah.
Already. Watch this. I didn't say he broke his hip. I didn't say he broke his hip or his neck. He broke his foot playing with his dog. And already they scared that Kamala Harris gonna be the president.
Well, he's not in a coma or anything, is he?
No.
He ain't in a coma, right?
No. He's wearing a boot.
No, I mean, I'm saying that as a joke, because that's how they act, like he in a coma.
Yeah, they illed on that shit, man. Like, oh, shit. Now Kamala Harris going to be the president. Listen, I don't care. That's not a bad choice, but that's not the choice right now. But it's just funny, man, how people just jump on shit and ride it, man. But
yeah, he can still function with a fractured foot. He can still function.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sure, I mean, real, Russell,
sure,
real well.
But he's 87 years old.
Yeah, but when he want to go from the White House to the airplane, they just carry his ass, man. He the president. He never got to put no pressure on that foot again in life if he choose not to. Wherever he want to get up from his desk and go sit on the couch, they'll pick him up and sit him over there, man. That's what. That's that presidential
shit. Put him in a wheelchair, you know.
Whatever
put him in a wheelchair,
but,
whatever.
But I'm saying it's just a damn foot. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, they're already screaming. Kamala Harris gonna be the president now.
But just speaking of Kamala
what do you
Harris,
think the odds are? What do you think the odds are in Vegas on men surviving 4 years?
Well, you know what? Let me say this to you. The odds probably are not that good. But see, one thing I like to think I know about Joe. I call him Joe because his mama called him Joe. One thing I think I'm just saying. One thing I like to say about Joe, Joe understands that he's older and he is going to surround himself with some go get it type motherfuckers, man, that's going to go get that shit done for him. And again, excuse
me. He's going to delegate.
Let me just say, when I say motherfuckers in that sense, I'm talking about brothers and sisters.
They delegate.
I got love for you.
That's what they do.
I got love for motherfuckers.
That's right.
Yeah. But and
Trump tried to do it. Trump tried to do everything himself. Biden's gonna delegate.
But did you see his whole? Watch this. Biden said, and just to make sure we keep shit on the up and up, his whole senior White House staff ain't nothing but females on it, man. And hey, watch this. That motherfucker took their opinion of, look, I don't give a damn. The best person going to get this job. And right now, for all his senior staff, the best person are women.
Now, that's
man.
the communication staff. Bro.
But I'm saying it's all his senior. That's
the treasurer,
one of his
isn't the treasurer
staff.
A woman? Isn't
that's
the person
too.
That's replacing
yeah.
Mnuchin?
Yeah.
Isn't she a woman?
Yeah.
She's a woman,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
Oh, I mean,
who better to get the country back in order as far as that concerned is a woman? Most women run the household. Most women run their
right.
households. Am
messenger,
I right or wrong?
Messenger, just let that go. That's you right. Messenger,
you're
let
right.
that go. Let that
we
go.
Balance, we run the household. We pay the bills. I mean,
woo-sa.
The men, I'm not taking anything away from a man.
Woo-sa.
They make the money. They bring
know.
It in. But most women,
balance
the money. And they take care of the household like that. I'm just saying.
Let me say this, though. Again, I think that it's going to bring a different type of organization. Now, you know what I'm saying? I think it's going to bring a different type. And you know, you're going to have a hard female perspective. And again, you know what? Damn that hard female perspective shit. You're just going to have a different perspective. Because I think, personally, I'm on board with what he did. I see him stacking.
It's
going to
be no nonsense.
I'm here for
yeah,
I'm here
that's
for
what
it.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's going to be
yeah.
no
yeah,
nonsense.
I'm here for it.
That's all
yeah.
it is.
And you know what?
We ain't got time for the lies and the trickeries and stuff like that. This is what it is, and that's what they're going
to
bring.
You're
going
to go back to having. You're going to go back to running government the way it should be. You're going to have press conferences. I mean, it's going to be back. It's going to have some order.
Joe Biden said, as a matter of fact, I really don't have time to do all these damn interviews, so – if you work for Obama, come on, you got a job. If you was on the Obama staff, first off, you got a job, and then I'll read the rest of the interviews. So, again, he surrounded himself with people that know the job. We're not coming in learning shit. They coming in on day one ready to set whatever course they're going to set. And I think it's awesome, man. Go Democrats.
Well, yeah, plus you got to understand they're Obama people, but they're his people too. He was the vice president.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Know them
thank
well.
You. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They scared. That's what they scared of. Uh-oh, we got Obama 3. But, you know, he said, no, this is Joe 1. But, you know, hey, if it reflects some Obama stuff, I was part of the crew.
Right.
So, yeah, let it be what it be.
But they can hit the ground running. They can hit the ground running. They can get in there and know exactly what to do. It's called being competent. You know, they
know
how to do stuff.
Right.
You know what, though? But this might sound crazy, but once again, you heard it first on The Attic. I want to see what job. I want to see what job Michelle Obama get. That's what I want to see.
No,
do you think she actually wants a job?
Okay.
She don't want no job, and she told Barack, "You better not get none either."
Now Barack
watched
that.
Right.
But I don't know.
They don't need it.
But just remember, they don't need it.
You heard it first on the attic.
I mean, she might do some kind of, she might be a consultant. She might do some kind of consulting or something like that. But
I don't
see her with no job.
So let me ask you. So you think Barack will have a big presence in this administration?
No.
He might do some side consulting, like advising them.
Advising them and consulting.
Mm-hmm. But that's it.
They asked him already the question, and he told them straight up. Michelle said no. He told them straight up. Michelle said no.
That's right.
Michelle said no, so you know what that means? We can revisit that. Because I didn't say no, but Shelly said no, so for right now, no it is. But a situation come up, that leaves it open to be revisited. That's all I'm saying.
7 o'clock.
That sounds like a no mean no to me. That sounds like a no mean no to me.
I mean, you can call me if you want. I'll see what I can do. But I done took this woman through 10, 12, 15 years of political stuff, and she had enough. Because he was concerned during his presidency, he was concerned about losing his family.
Yeah,
and that's important.
Okay. All
right.
Listen,
like I said, I see him doing some consulting. Like y'all want to, you know, he'll advise you from the side, but I don't see him holding a job title. That I don't see.
No.
Listen.
I just don't see him doing that.
That political power.
It isn't done anyway. It has never been
that
done.
Political power and that lifestyle and that tenacity it takes. I'm going to tell you right now, that shit is addictive. And Barack had a couple of years off. And again, I'm simply saying the fact that he responded to the question with Shelly said no, that means if you can get Shelly to change her mind, then maybe we could talk. Does that make sense?
No, I don't, because the way
he said it, it was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And it confirmed, so y'all know for sure that I'm not going to do it. Shell said no. You know what I mean? So the way he said it was like, no. But
because it's kind of beneath him to have rage. First of all, you were the president, and then you're going to come back and work under another president? That would be like a step down for him to do that.
When I say work there, let me rephrase that. I mean, he's going to have that security pass that he'll be coming and going a little more than normal. I'm saying through a casual, not so much casual, but through a business friendship, be there as an advisor.
Well, that's like consulting. That's like being a consultant.
Yeah, okay, all right.
So, like an advisor.
Okay, you hit that off, and I wasn't listening. You did say that earlier. When you said it again, it came back to me. But that's what I think. I think he's going to have a part in this. And again, it's going to be, but you got to remember, if Joe hung out with him for 8 years, and I'm sorry, Trump fans can say whatever the hell they want to say, but I think by a very wide margin, if you took a poll of the greatest presidents, he got to be one or two. He got to be number one or number two. So if Joe hung out with him for 8 years, he'd say, I'm sure Joe learned some shit. So, again, I think it's going to be excellent for the country, man. And what I like is even though my man's still playing, hold on, I'm sorry, a rough segue. Why won't Trump just leave again? I know that was an abrupt turn.
Lose.
But that's what I'm saying. But how can people just keep backing that bullshit? Yeah. OG, how can that happen, OG?
It's what it is.
But I'm saying everybody knows he lost. The world knows he lost. You got Mitch McConnell and other prominent figures backing that bullshit that they're going to get some shit overturned.
But you know what, Ron? I beg to differ. I beg to differ. When they interview, like, you know, people out here in these streets, these Trumpians, some of them truly feel that he did not lose.
I know.
When they interview them, some of them feel that it was rigged and he did not lose.
And
that's how they feel.
But you know what, though? Go ahead, OG.
I spoke to my daughter earlier, and I would think that you want an example of what happened previously in history today. Go research Germany 1918.
Oh.
and the anger that prevailed in Germany.
OG, you went too far, man.
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying, you went too far.
The same atmosphere existed there that existed, the same anger.
Well, you talk about with Trump.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. It's the same thing, but remember what it was. What Co-Producer, I believe, was talking about is just how 70 million people can still go for that. And not only that, but they're giving him money. And they know he ripped them off, and they're still giving him money.
Absolutely.
But you know what, though? Again, that's just crazy. But in true Trump fashion, here's the new buzz that he's going to let them convince him to go, them being his staff. He's going to let them convince him to go to Biden's inauguration. And if he get a chance to speak, or when he gets a chance to speak, before he turns the mic over to Joe, he's going to announce that he's running in 2024.
He don't speak at the inauguration. He's there and then he leaves. He does not speak at the
I don't know.
Unless he goes on Fox in the morning.
Before. I mean, however he gonna do that. But I'm saying just the thought of that's how you want to do at somebody's inauguration. But again, that's true Trump fashion, man. So we got all that. So we got Joe Biden surrounding himself with not surrounding himself. And let me rephrase that because I don't even want to put no negative shit on that. Yeah, let me rephrase that. Yeah, because that was coming out like real wrong, man. Like yo, you got Pimp Daddy. Yeah, so you got Joe Biden staffing his cabinet with a majority of female or a lot of females. And again, I think that that's going to be a powerful and very positive change for the nation. But you got to remember that senior white male is not going to go away quietly. Understand that. So it is paramount. It's larger than life.
They're already the Republicans are already saying that they're not going to
I know
they're not going to confirm a lot of them already. Mitch McConnell is already saying that.
That's why you know what I'm leading up to. That's why we got to make sure we support advertise campaign for that slave state Georgia. If we get those seats, those two Senate seats in Georgia, then we got an opportunity to show them what we got. But if they don't rally behind Georgia and get those two Senate seats, it's just going to be a whole lot of unnecessary bullshit for the next 4 years. So
nothing's going to get done. Nothing's going to get done.
And I'm not buying that whole.
We don't win no seats.
Yeah, I'm not buying that whole check and balance. That's the slogan or the mantra that the Republican Party want to say now. They want to have a check and balance. It's good that we have a Democratic president, but we need a Republican Senate to keep it balanced. Well, that's not what we had now.
So
they tip the scales.
But
nobody
checks them?
They're not supposed to be checked.
You know, who checks them?
They're the checkers. They don't get checked. They said, nah, we check, motherfucker. We don't get checked.
Well, isn't that the system of government that we have?
That ain't the system.
Do you want to change the way it is now?
I think it needs it. Watch this. Here's what I think. I don't think that it needs to change.
Let me say.
I just think the shit needs to be regulated equally. That's all. We always want. We want to change some shit. But if you look at what it is we want to change, all of our changes all the changes that we people of color want to make are designed to bring us back to the center. So all I'm saying is, if you keep the shit you already got, but just regulate or administrate that on an even keel, we would have a beautiful land to live in. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
No.
I mean, my issue with the Republicans are the hypocrisy with them. It's like they want you to do as they say, but not as they do. Because for the last 4 years, everything they did, we all know that if Obama had done any of that.
The system is, no. You can't go around changing stuff because you don't like the way it looks. The damn thing has worked for over 200 years.
No, it hasn't
worked.
That's the way
it works. How did it work the last 4 years? How did it work the last 4 years?
It's been in existence. It hasn't worked.
You're going to take 4 years out of over 200 and use that as an example to change the balance of power? No, come on.
Right, because the other...
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying.
I fully understand what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is the Republicans totally...
Hold on, wait a minute. One at a time. Go ahead, baby sister. Talk to you real quick.
No, I'm saying he's not understanding what I just said. The Republicans totally did a disservice to this country for the last 4 years. They took the Constitution and totally turned it upside down. They did. Their attitude was, you do as we say, not as what the Constitution says to do. So, in other words, everything was just totally out of order for the last 4 years. The laws and the rules and everything that we should have been governed by, they totally did just the opposite.
Go
so
ahead,
we
bro,
have
bro,
to
bro,
restore
bro, bro.
Order again.
What I'm saying is the other 194 years was 96 years was not working right for us. So don't just because it's on a piece of paper, if they applied it properly so that it worked for us, then we won't change. But we want to go back to the way it was. The way it was wasn't the best for us. We got by, but it wasn't equal. It wasn't right for us. So now that there's an opportunity to change it, I don't care if it's been in existence 600 years. If it hasn't been justice for all, it needs to change.
That's
all right.
It needs
to change,
point blank.
That's all.
4 years down the road, somebody else comes in, they want to change it. Somebody else wants to change
it.
What
you went through.
The Constitution is written. Yeah. It's written.
One idiot screwed it up.
It's
you don't
not
throw the whole system
no,
out.
No, wait a minute. One idiot screwed it up a lot more. Not just screwed it up.
But
we didn't have
the system out.
No, listen, all I'm saying.
I don't know where you
all
guys.
I don't understand. We're not throwing the system out. We're just saying the system that's in place. Why not just make it fair? That way you don't need a Bill of Rights and amendments and shit. That's all I'm saying.
I don't have a problem with making it fair.
That's all.
I agree with you.
And that's all we're saying.
But you don't. What you guys want to do is to throw out the whole damn Constitution.
That's not what we're saying.
Come on back from Germany. Come on back from Germany, man.
Yeah, nobody says
reason,
the Constitution
if reason,
out.
If you reason what you say,
no,
you'll see that I'm
if
right.
You read it.
No,
no
that's
but,
not what we said.
You reading it that way.
Yeah.
That's not
just,
what they said, exactly.
No. Oh, we just want the system that is written to be the system. We want that system to be the only system for everybody.
I agree with you.
That's
I
all.
Totally
all
agree
right.
with you.
Respect.
I don't have a problem, but it's your method that I'm having a problem with.
Oh, well, I got a little Black Panther in me.
What method do you think would work? What method do you think would work?
Elect the right people.
If our method is wrong, what method
elect
do you think
people,
would be a good method to
elect
use?
People, elect people right. The right people.
Okay, we ought to start. We starting it right now.
So you can elect people, right? But you got to remember, this as well. People change, and a lot of people, when it's time for election, they'll do. And this is what's been going on for the last 200 years. Oh, vote for me, and I'll set you free. And it
rap
doesn't
on,
happen.
Brother. Hey,
all right,
let me ask you a question. Let me just ask a question.
Young.
Yeah. I just want to ask the cast a question in the midst of all this political satire. I want to ask, have you ever caused a scene? Huh? And if so, where was it? OG, have you ever caused a scene?
No,
all
I'm
the
a
time.
Peaceful all the time.
Don't believe him, Kenny.
Don't believe him.
What,
Nurse Carmen? Have you ever caused a scene?
He caused one with me last week.
I'm 59 years old, and I've seen it many, many times.
Okay. Oh, gee, they not let me get off you, man.
In a minute.
I don't believe it, man. He seemed like a peaceful cat, man. I don't believe it. So I'm with you, OG. They wrong.
Don't believe
it. I am, my
don't believe it.
Okay. All right, watch this. Just out of curiosity, OG, if you were to cause a scene, not saying that you did, tell me about it, man. Tell me about a scene that they might think that you would cause. He said you're getting too personal, man.
OG, wasn't you a member of the Black Panther Party, OG?
If I can get free me from my two daughters at my age at this time. Do that.
Okay. All right, well, hold on. I'm going to stick with this question. Hold on there. Okay, Nurse Carmen, have you ever caused a scene? And if so, where was it?
Yes, I have. When I see injustice being done, I'm always running my mouth. But I'm going to tell you something. From a little girl, we went Christmas shopping. My father, OG, let me tell you something. He took us to two guys on Route 4 in Elmwood Park. He wanted to buy my sister and I black dolls. My father turned that store upside down because there was no black dolls.
Well, I forgot about that.
You forgot it.
I didn't forget.
That would definitely qualify as causing the scene.
Upside down. That's causing the scene. That's right.
I was young. He remembered Hitler back in 1812, but he forgot about
that.
All right, OG.
Well, let me ask this question here.
Right.
Since all of us grew up in Patterson, what's special about our hometown? Messenger, give me one thing special about Patterson, man.
Nothing.
Baby sis, tell me something nice about Patterson.
Something nice about it?
Yeah, tell me something good. Tell me something good about our hometown. don't leave me stranded.
Isn't that where the underground wasn't an underground railroad that came through there? With the slaves?
I don't know about that, but throughout all your years of living in Patterson, you ain't got nothing good to say about your hometown.
I went historical with it because we were just talking about black and slavery. Yeah, I went historical with it. You know, stay with me. Stay focused. Stay with me.
Baby brother, tell me something about your past.
No peace.
Look. Too deep for you? Too deep for you?
Yeah,
I was too deep? Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Too deep for you?
That's how them women going to act in the White House.
Yeah.
I didn't have had my
life preserver on, and you had went really deep. But, okay, I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
I got nothing.
Okay, I got some. Patterson, that's my roots, man. That's what I got, what I got. All that comes out of Patterson. I love going to high school in Patterson. I mean, the days that I went. And, you know, back then, I couldn't play basketball, so
yeah,
I couldn't hang out. Since I couldn't play basketball, I wasn't allowed to hang at school 15 all day. So I might get one game in, and then I had to go to school anyway because they wouldn't let me play. But no, man, I like the hype Martin Luther King.
Sound to me like you got nothing too. You ain't got nothing either. You should have went with the Underground Railroad. You ain't got nothing either. Next. Now who next? Which you ain't got nothing either.
That's where I got my Doug Izzle from, man.
That ain't nothing either, bro. You ain't got nothing.
Who's next?
All right, Nurse Carmen. Bring us home, Nurse Carmen. Tell me something nice about Patterson.
Well, like you said, your roots. I got my roots. And I've met some wonderful people in my lifetime. I met Rondae in Patterson. So I'm
see
grateful
what I'm saying.
For that.
Okay. Yeah, all right, cool.
So she
hey,
went
listen,
love. She took it on the love note.
That
I can't touch that. I can't do nothing with that one.
She
went with love.
You go.
Okay, that was safe. That was a safe note. Okay,
that,
you safe.
You go.
That brings us. That brings us.
You
okay,
go.
You safe. You safe.
That
girl.
Brings us to the
they
end of the podcast.
Safe with that one. That was a safe bet. You safe.
That brings us to the end. I'm going to get this shit in one way or the other, y'all. That brings us to the end of the podcast.
He went to high school.
Yeah.
He's talking about Martin
yeah,
Luther King
school,
and all
man.
That. But you got knocked out. I was talking about the railroad. The old
yeah,
cast.
I was trying to be relevant. Some recent shit.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing either. You ain't have nothing either. You got nothing.
Hey, listen. Thanks for
you
joining the podcast
nothing.
Tonight. We appreciate you. And again, tell a friend. That on Monday night, the Attic Podcast is back again. We mean to entertain you, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Let's say goodnight.
Good night,
everyone.
Go Big Blue.